What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeMode.com, and we are back with another edition of The Breakfast Menu. So be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live, because we are coming in from a day where we basically cleaned our plate. We went 3-0 with a push, so we'll call that like we gave some leftovers to the homeless or something along those lines. I'm stealing that from you from before this show, but I had to do it. 3-0, man. We'll take it.
I was 2-0. I did my part.
That's fair. Yeah. Look, my push happened. Bottom of the fifth. Gave up one additional run. It was not great. Plus, I liked Dylan Bundy yesterday, and he's the one that wasn't looking so great at the end of the inning. Wasn't helpful. But we'll take what we can get. No losses on the books for yesterday, and that's all we could ask for.
Very happy with it. You know, we're, like I said, the one thing about baseball is it's every day, and you can get in a little kind of a groove. You can feel the teams out. You feel the ebbs and flows of the day-to-day. It can get, as you're going to see today in this video, a little problematic at times. I think maybe I overthink that, but I've been really happy with it. Again, anytime you're not putting any L's on the card, that is a win.
So you officially cleaned your plate yesterday. Yeah. Would you like to go first or second?
I'm going to go second.
Okay. Well, I'm going to lead this one off. No first five inning bets for me today. I'm going the whole Magilla. And the first one is a big one. It's an underdog, and it's a pretty sizable underdog as well. The Oakland A's plus 170 today. I'm feeling pretty good about it. White Sox, weighted runs created is 109. A's 109. So to me, this is a wash. Lance Lynn is good. 3.97 FIP in Steamer. He's got a 3.87 XFIP this season, showing no signs of slowing down. Cole Irvin is fine, I guess. Number 28 prospect in the A system coming into this year. Solid changeup, solid command, nothing else. Projection system, basically call him neutral. Steamer has him at a point or a 4.7 FIP, which is slightly below average. I don't think that's enough to create a line that's plus 170. I have the fair line at 132. So I'm getting quite a bit of additional value based on where I have this number. I thought about taking them on the run line, but I'm honestly just looking for the bigger payout. I'm feeling pretty confident here. I'm thinking Cole Irvin can be okay, and I think the offenses can be neutral. Maybe I get a bad Lance Lynn day, which would be great, but at plus 170, I'm pretty happy with what I'm getting given where I think this line should be.
I almost bet the White Sox. I was really close, and then it's one of those situations I probably should just back you with the A's. I wanted to bet the White Sox, but everything I looked at, the numbers just didn't check out. And you highlighted some of that. I didn't like the price I was getting. So ultimately, it was a pass for me, but I guess I was leading your way by default by looking the other side. I'm going to start it off with a player prop. I've done this before. I don't think it worked the last time. I'm going to Shohei Ohtani. Under 6.5 Ks tonight. Again, I think that's just a, I don't know if there's public names in baseball, but if there is, he's one of them, obviously. Yeah. He hasn't thrown more than 100 pitches in five straight starts. Again, I look to the lines here. That's what I've been trying to do. Identify a line that it just looks different than all the other ones. And I've got 6.5s across the board here. I have minus 154. I have minus 164. I have minus 150. And I have minus 134. To me, that's the one that stands out. I kind of leaned under already. Like I said, the pitch count doesn't really get up there. The Tigers do strike out at a decent clip, and that is concerning. But again, it's more about the numbers here than any deep dive of data, to be honest. So I look at that at minus 134. That is a price that's going to be long gone by first pitch. I feel very confident. And if that's the case, I've done my job. So I'm going to keep it very simple. I think he does not fan seven or more. I will go under minus 134 to win one strip of bacon.
Got him at 5.9 in my model. So you and I are on the same page there. By the way, I don't know if I said it. One strip of bacon on my first bet. One strip of bacon as well coming up for this second bet. Another underdog, but not nearly as extreme as the A's. I'm going to the St. Louis Cardinals at plus 105. Cardinals order 104. Weighted runs created plus. Brewers 103. So offense is basically a wash. Just a slight nod to the Cards, but slight boost for home field as well. And we've got Freddie Peralta on the hill for the Brewers, and he's exceptional. 34% strikeout rate this year, 2.98 FIP. It's the best year of his career by far. It's a very tough spot for the Cardinals. But Jack Flaherty's on the hill for St. Louis, and he's not exactly a scrub. Projected for a 3.6 FIP via Steamer. Went six innings, threw 81 pitches in his first start back. He was out for about 2 months with an injury. So It seems like there's no limits for him. If he's able to go six innings in that first start back, I see no reason he can't do that today, unless it's just not going well. That's a whole other story. So I don't really see this huge gap. I think the Cardinals and Brewers are relatively equal. I do give the slight nod to the Cards on offense and from the home field. And honestly, I think Peralta's a little bit above his head. I think he and Jack Flaherty are basically equals. I have the fair line as the Cardinals, slight favorites, minus 112. So for me to be able to get them at plus 105, I'm just going to grab that little bit of value, just one strip of bacon. This game feels like a coin flip, but I'm getting plus money on that coin flip.
Well said. I mean, I think that checks out. Don't have a lean on the game. Didn't really look at the game. I looked at Peralta's Ks, but ultimately I went with Ohtani. This could be bad. So I don't know why. I'll be honest. I'm not sure why I'm doing this, but this is kind of what I believe in with baseball. So the Orioles have lost, as we all know, they've lost 13 straight games. I've been on these shows backing the Rays heavily. They've lost 13 straight games. They've given up five or more runs in every single one of those games. They have lost by more than one run in all 13 of those games. If this was like game eight, I'd probably be saying the same thing and look where it would have worked out. But at some point, they have to turn it. And the line, as I talked about yesterday, I got the Rays -1.5 at plus 100. The day before, it was like minus 110 or something like that. Now it's way higher. It's up to minus 170 today. I'm going to do the disgusting thing. I'm going to back the Orioles plus a run and a half. I'm getting plus 150 on that. And to me, at some point, it's going to randomly turn. And this is the time to do it. This pendulum has swung too much now. It's hard to give any concrete data when you've said that they've given up five or more runs in 13 straight and they haven't even been remotely close. But again, this is baseball. The Orioles are not this, nobody's this bad. As much as I've kind of ripped on them at plus 150, I'm just going to almost martingale it and say at some point, this is going to turn sooner rather than later. And I think in a series against the Rays, they've already been blown out twice. One of these games, in my prediction, is going to be close. Maybe the Orioles will win a game even. And I'm going to kind of start jumping on it at plus 150 is just too much. It's as simple as that. So even though this feels gross at this price, I'm going to buck the trend. I've already got some good funds in the bank from the Rays the last couple of days. I'm going to use some of that one strip of bacon that I've accumulated to go to the other side and say that Baltimore somehow, some way breaks this streak. They don't even need to win the game. Can they just keep it respectable? I think the answer ultimately in the next couple of days will be yes.
So I have the Orioles set to lose this game by 1.1 runs. So if I give them 1.5, they should be a favorite to me, not a plus 150 line. I absolutely love that bet. That looks great. It's making me want to build out my sheet a little bit more, account for that as well. I got through most of it for just money lines and first fives today. I'm going to add in those run lines because that is a tasty number. I'm with you 100%. Grab the Orioles today if you're getting that plus money, man.
It feels awful, but again, the lines have now overreacted too much to this. There's definitely some just random variance. The fact that they've lost 13 straight this badly, they should not be plus 150 in these spots going, even though they're awful. It feels terrible if they lose 10-0 again today, but you know what? Long term, I actually really do like the spot, and that's why I completely deviated from my strategy. I was backing the Rays, and now I'm going to back the Orioles.
You can make a really good case that you should be putting more than one strip of bacon on that bet, which sounds insane.
I can't do it. But yeah, listen, it was a spot I was not looking to get involved with, and those are the best type of spots when the numbers, they almost force your hand, and that's when you know you've probably created a pretty good spot for yourself.
I'm gonna take a look at that one deeper later today. I like that a lot. That's two bets up, two bets down. We're coming in off a 3-0-1 day yesterday, and I'm feeling pretty good about this one. But honestly, the two numbers I've got, I just need to win one, and I'm positive money, so I'll take what I can get there. I'm super anxious to see how this Orioles game plays out. The Rays are going to be up by 75 runs in the first inning, and this one's just going to be over. And we're going to come back with our tail tucked between our legs. But for now, that's all we've got. PGA Contenders, you and I recorded that yesterday. I don't know if it was posted yesterday or if it's coming out today, but keep your eyes peeled for that one. You know we're going to be here tomorrow and Friday for more breakfast menu. We're going to talk a little bit of UFC either tomorrow or Friday. I'm not entirely sure as of yet. Probably Friday, but I don't know. You'll know more than I would. Anything else you want to touch on before we get out of here?
No, I've been giving this update a lot, but college football is 10 days away, and you better get ready for the season. We have team previews and depth charts live on the awesomeo.com site. Just go to the college football tab. You're going to see all those. They're completely free right now. Matt Kajewski has put together a straight Bible of what you need to get ready for the season. So go check those out. Listen to Betting You, our college football podcast, and then get inside the ropes for the season because there's a lot of money to be made in those college streets.
There we go, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, notification bell, subscribe to all the channels, regular Awesomeo, Awesomeo Odds, Awesomeo Fantasy Football. It would help us out a ton. But those thumbs ups, that's what we're looking for. We'll catch you again tomorrow morning. Good luck on your bets tonight. This is The Breakfast Minute.